is Dr. Kevin Elko with this Monday morning cup of inspiration. Be where your feet are. It's summer. Hopefully you're home with your family and your children. Be where your feet are. I use that phrase quite often, and it really means be where you are. I heard a story where a man started taking off work earlier and earlier and earlier to be with his family. And then one night he couldn't get home till late. And he told his wife, keep the kids up. I want to be with the kids. And he got in at 9 o'clock. And he played with the kids and he carried on. He put them to bed. And when he's put them to bed, one of his kids said, Dad, can you come home at 8 o'clock every night? In other words, he was home before. But he was watching TV. He was on the computer. He was doing other things. Be where your feet are. When's the last time you watched the sunset? When's the last time you felt the wind? When's the last time you felt the sun on your face? When's the last time you really looked at your surroundings? When's the last time you just stared at your children? Be where your feet are. I have a chapter in our book, Touchdown, called Give Me Just One Play. Just be right there where your feet are. There's a story I tell all the time about a man who was running from these lions, and he came over a cliff. And up top of the cliff was a lion waiting for him as he climbed down. And down on the bottom were lions waiting for him when he got to the bottom of the cliff. And as he was climbing, he looked and saw a big strawberry. So he reached out and he ate it. And he enjoyed it. Be where your feet are. I'm really blessed with some of the companies I get to work with, and they give to me as much or more than I give to them. I get to work with an incredible company I love called Pine Bluff Sand and Gravel. Two of my friends really get to run a lot of it, Brian and Jay. And they are working on safety. They said something, nothing would break our heart worse than having to go to a family after we lost somebody. So they have a motto, so they don't have any injuries, and people can be where your feet are. Be right where you are. That's a good one. This is on the tombstone of Brandon Lee, famous Oriental actor who's buried right beside his father. This is on his tombstone. Because we don't know when we will die, we get to thinking of life as an inexhaustible well. Everything happens a certain number of times, a very small number, really. How many times will you remember a certain afternoon of your childhood? Some afternoon that is so deeply a part of you and your being that you can't even conceive of life without it. 4 or 5 times? Perhaps not even that? How many times will you watch the full moon rise? 20? Yet it all seems limitless. It's really not. I want you to start whispering this, be where my feet are. It's summer. Hey, register some memories you can remember the rest of your life with that family, with the people you love. Be where you are. Just take in life. This is Dr. Kevin Elko with this Monday morning cup of inspiration of being where your feet are.